There's a sweet spot in the stock market that has consistently outperformed both large and small companies the majority of the time. This is an asset class that combines stability of established businesses with really explosive growth potential like a startup. Stay tuned while we dive into this particular asset class and why it's kind of an overlooked gold mine that you could be missing in your portfolio. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Well, welcome back, all you Wealth Decisions listeners, and welcome all you new listeners out there today. I am really excited about this episode because I love talking about the stock market. I love talking about opportunities. Today, we're going to talk about a sweet spot that very few investors have exposure to. And it's an asset class that has consistently outperformed the majority of the time when compared to small caps or large cap companies. This asset class is called mid caps. So what does mid cap mean? Mid cap companies or mid-sized companies are businesses that are valued between $2 billion and $10 billion in terms of their market cap. Think about companies like Crocs or Planet Fitness or Wendy's. They're not small startup companies anymore, but they haven't really reached the mega cap status of something like an Apple or a Microsoft. Now, here's why this matters to you. Imagine you're house hunting and you find three options. A fixer-upper with huge potential, but maybe it has some major risks in the house. To a solid middle market home in a growing neighborhood, or option three, a luxury mansion that's already peaked in value. You know, small cap stocks are like that fixer-upper. There's a little bit more risk, but there is some high potential reward. And large caps are like the mansion. They're stable, but with limited growth potential. Mid caps are like the perfect solid middle market home in a growing neighborhood. Let's just share a hypothetical example. And this goes back to 2010. If you had $10,000 to invest and you put $10,000 in large cap stocks in a large cap stock index, $10,000 in mid cap stocks, and $10,000 in small cap stocks, and all of them would be a particular small cap or mid cap or large cap index fund. Over the next decade, those large caps, they grew steadily, but a little bit slower. They reached about 25,000. The small caps were a little bit more volatile. There were some winners and some losers in the portfolio and ended the period with 28,000. But the mid caps, they grew to 35,000, benefiting from both stability and growth. Now, why does this happen? Mid cap companies have several really distinct advantages. First, they're established enough to weather economic storms. And unlike small cap stocks, they typically have proven business models. They have real revenue streams, and most of them actually make money. They're past the will this work phase, right? Second, they still have significant room for growth. They're not a huge mega cap or large cap company yet. And so they haven't saturated their market. So if they're a good company with a good product, they can still potentially double or triple in size without, you know, maybe hitting any market constraints. And third, and this is really crucial, they're often in the sweet spot for acquisitions. You know, large companies looking to grow, like a Microsoft or Amazon or Google, they often target successful mid-caps, which can lead to some type of premium, hopefully, for shareholders if they get bought out much higher than their current stock price. But here's where it gets really exciting and why I love the mid-cap space. they're often overlooked by both institutional and retail investors. You know, big funds sometimes can't buy enough mid-cap shares to make a meaningful impact on their massive, you know, portfolios that they manage. And retail investors, often they focus on either the stability of large caps or the excitement of the stock of the day or a small cap company. This kind of creates what I call the mid-cap advantage. And you get potentially a less efficient market where diligent investors like ourselves can find real opportunities. And you can certainly try to pick your own mid-cap stocks, or you can just invest in a high-quality ETF, whether it's on the value or the growth side, to get exposure here. But let's be clear, mid-caps still have risk. They're more volatile than large caps and can be particularly sensitive to economic cycles. And you shouldn't put, obviously, all of your eggs just in the mid-cap basket. But if you're a younger investor, it should represent a bigger part of your portfolio than if you're approaching retirement. So mid-caps are a great way to kind of jumpstart the growth in your portfolio without taking on as much risk as small caps. You know, going back to the performance of mid-caps versus large caps and small caps, the outperformance has been really noticeable over longer time frames. Mid-caps have actually outperformed in 60% of the 10-year rolling periods in the last 20 years. So it's definitely an asset class, if you're looking for growth, that should belong in your portfolio in some percentage. But also one thing that we haven't talked about yet is where the puck is going. Where are the best opportunities in today's market? And this is not a recommendation, but just the facts. When you look at valuations, I've talked about this in previous episodes, I tend to look at a chart by JP Morgan Asset Management called The Guide to Markets, and it's returns and valuations by style. And when you look at the forward PE as a percentage of the 20-year average PE, we can get a good insight of what is potentially overvalued and what potentially is undervalued. When you look at mid-caps, they're trading about 103%. This is mid-cap value investments. They're trading about 103% of their 20-year average PE. And mid-cap blend is trading at about 101.8% of their 20-year average PE. This data is as of March 31st, so it's a couple weeks old, but it's a pretty good indication that they're appropriately valued in this market. When you look at the PE, the forward PE as a percentage of the 20-year average PE in large cap, large cap value is trading at about 118% its average 20-year PE. Large cap blend is 126%, and large cap growth is 129.7%. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about small cap valuations and dig into that asset class and talk about why you should have some small caps in your portfolio. But I'll leave that data for next week. So here's some actionable strategies for you to put this knowledge to work. Number one, do a portfolio review. Take kind of like a portfolio audit. Review your current investments. And many investors are surprised to find they have little to no mid-cap exposure. A good diversified portfolio for someone that is in their 30s or 40s should have between 10 to 20% of your portfolio in mid-caps, but that all depends on your individual risk tolerance and your goals. Number two, consider mid-cap ETFs. If you're new, you know, to mid-cap investing, start with a broad-based mid-cap ETF. There's plenty of them out there with low expense ratios and good trading volume. This will give you instant diversification in the mid-cap space. And number three, set up a regular investment plan, you know, rather than trying to time the market, dollar cost average into some type of mid-cap ETF. This helps you reduce the impact of market volatility, and it brings your portfolio in alignment with getting more mid-cap exposure over time and builds that position over time. So let's go back to where the opportunities are in the market today. Last week, I talked about the importance of emerging markets and international investments in your portfolio. Those have been a great place to have some of your money over the last 6 months, especially. But when we look forward where the opportunities are, one thing to know about the stock market is things usually revert to the mean. And what that means is if a particular asset class has outperformed for a 10-year period of time, for example, usually that asset class does not outperform the next 10 years. When you look at the 10-year annualized return of growth investments, for instance, large cap growth has averaged about 15.1%. Mid-cap growth has averaged about 10.1%, and small-cap growth has averaged about 6.1%. So if you had all of your money in the S&P 500 over the last 10 years and not much exposure to mid-caps or small-caps, you were well rewarded. But going forward, things will probably revert to the mean, and mid-caps and small-caps potentially could be the best performing asset classes. And even when you look at mid-cap value or mid-cap blend, the story is very similar. You have really attractive valuations compared to large cap, especially in the growth area, but also in the value space. So mid-caps represent a great opportunity. You know, Wayne Gretzky was one of the best hockey players of all time because he didn't go where the puck was going. He went to where he thought the puck was going. Now, I don't have a crystal ball. This is not a podcast about making recommendations, but having mid-cap exposure in your portfolio, I think, is going to be a great way to supercharge your returns over the next 3 to 5 years and beyond. But always remember, investing isn't about finding the next hot asset class or the next hot stock. It's about building a diversified portfolio that can grow steadily over time and give you the best chance of reaching your long-term goals. And mid-caps might just be the missing piece in your investment portfolio. Would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. This has been a long lifetime goal of mine to put out a book. It's everything I've learned about habit change, health, wealth, and life, all wrapped up in one book with a 7-step plan to help you live a life closer to exceptional. If you'd like to pick up a copy of the book, you can go to momentouswealthadvisors.com/book. And at the bottom of that page, there'll be a pre-order link, and it'll be out sometime in early August. And if you like this episode, please rate the episode, make some comments, and hit the notification bell to get updated on future Wealth Decision podcasts. And please, if you could, share it with a family member or a friend. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people by the end of the year in the Twin Cities and beyond, so that people can make better wealth decisions to live a richer life. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, you can go to my website at momentouswealthadvisors.com, and I'll spend some time to get to know you a little bit and find out if I might be able to steer you in the right direction or help you with your financial future. And once again, thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.